Lee Israel had sold something like 400 fraudulent celebrity letters before she was caught. She was cantankerous, curmudgeonly, irritable, hard-drinking, and broke until she made a small fortune from one of the most seemingly inconsequential crimes imaginable. Can You Ever Forgive Me is based on the late Israel's memoir, a candid account of her descent into forgery and theft, a footnote in her life that, despite its title, she honestly didn't seem to regret all that much. If anyone was born to play Lee Israel, it's Melissa McCarthy. She's a remarkable comic talent, of course, but so often her characters, even some of the ones she's written for herself, adhere to arcs I find emotionally hollow. They're established as outrageous, crass, self-centered gauche, ignorant of basic social cues, and then they undergo the 11th hour change of heart, revealing that they've been capable of empathy this entire time. It was this way in Tammy and Identity Thief and The Boss, but now here is McCarthy in Can You Ever Forgive Me, the first real drama she's anchored, as a woman who possesses all the traits we've come to expect from her. The difference here, though, is that Lee Israel never softens, never opens up, or learns from her mistakes. There comes the inevitable scene when most other McCarthy vehicles would require her to turn over a new leaf, but instead she doubles down on everything she's done wrong. Her prickliness is her primary defense mechanism, and she'd be happiest if she could just shut herself off from the outside world and be alone with her cat. The outside world might be happier, too. Funnily enough, Identity Thief might actually work as an alternate title for Can You Ever Forgive Me? As the film opens in early 90s New York, Israel's career as an acclaimed celebrity biographer has dried up. Her books aren't selling, she refuses to go on book tours, and her agent, played by Jane Curtin, has stopped taking her calls. Turns out the readership for portraits of cosmetics entrepreneur Estée Lauder and vaudeville comedian Fanny Brice is extremely limited. Desperate to pay her past due rent, Lee takes a framed letter she once received from Katharine Hepburn from off her wall. She takes it to a specialty bookshop, and the owner remarks that she's never seen a Hepburn letter so candid, and hands over a stack of cash for it. Another letter doesn't yield as much money, though, because its content is relatively dry correspondence. So this inspires Lee to start embellishing a collection of celebrity letters, adding colorful postscripts and the voices of celebrated literary wits, Noel Coward, Dorothy Parker, Lillian Hellman, and passing them off as the real thing. Her scam works, and she starts raking in thousands of dollars from collectors who are marveling at the personality of Lee's letters. McCarthy cedes comic relief duties to Richard E. Grant, who plays Lee's partner in crime, Jack Hawk, a flamboyant transient who drifts from one Manhattan apartment to another on the kindness of strangers. Lee doesn't have friends in the traditional sense. It's just that she's able to tolerate Jack, and he's untethered enough from responsible adult life to go along with her. They develop a scabrous chemistry, a camaraderie that's predicated on withering scorn and binge drinking, and I can't imagine any other actors in these roles. Can You Ever Forgive Me was directed by Mariel Heller, whose debut was 2015's woefully underseen The Diary of a Teenage Girl, a bold and provocative study of adolescent sexuality that used animation and flights of fancy to get us into the brain of its protagonist. This film, her second, is more prosaic in its approach, dropping us into lives of cramped apartments, hand-me-down furniture, cigarette smoke, yellowed typing paper, and cheap, stale booze. It cocoons us inside Lee's hermetic world right along with her, to the point where her misanthropy starts to rub off on us. It's sort of remarkable that Can You Ever Forgive Me manages to make us feel anything but contempt and pity for someone like Lee Israel. That's due to our own goodwill toward McCarthy as an actor, and thanks to a snappy screenplay by Nicole Holofcener and Jeff Whitty. Israel was irascible and foul-tempered, but we somewhat understand and empathize with her predicament. She was a writer who, when nobody was interested in her voice, adopted the voices of others. As she says in the film, "I was a better Dorothy Parker than Dorothy Parker." For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.